Welcome to Michelle Nasser Show, where amazing leadership insights happen. It will inform, entertain, and inspire you as it showcases interesting people sharing their areas of expertise and valuable tips on success. I'm your host, Michelle Nasser. Please subscribe today, tell your friends and family, and let's all be part of something really great. Thank you for tuning in today. We are going to have an awesome show. I am so excited to introduce my special guest. Her name is Graves, image and communication expert, sought-after speaker, and corporate trainer. She holds a master's in communication disorders, is a licensed speech language pathologist, and a professionally certified image coach. She has 25 years of experience working in the medical, educational, and business sectors. She is the owner of Treva Graves Company. Treva is passionate about empowering men and women to present their best selves through the power of first impression and communicating with impact. She specializes in image creation, business etiquette, speech communication, leadership facilitation, and foreign accent reduction. Treva has cultivated her own brand of style and has appeared on several magazine covers, including She and Woman's Inc. Her articles on communication, confidence, and style are hot topics for several local publications and global websites, including Dr. Laura, Thrive Global, Professor's House, and Wellness.com. Treva is excited to publish her first book, The Style File, sharing her experience and expertise on how to dress for success with joy every morning, which is scheduled to be released later this year. Hi, Trevor. Welcome to Michelle Nasser Show.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to finally be able to connect with you. This is going to be great.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to get started to learn more about you. So let's go.
Wonderful.
Okay, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Born and raised, lived there nearly my entire life, except for a couple of years ago. My husband had a job transfer, and now we are just over the border in Iowa.
Oh, cool. Okay. Interesting. And so can you tell me, just growing up or even now, if you're interested in sports or music, art, or if you have any hobbies?
Yes. Well, I grew up in a very active sports family. My father actually was my coach in several sports. He coached me in softball, basketball, and volleyball. So my brother and I we're both involved in sports, and our summers and throughout our school years were attending sports events.
Wow.
Yes.
So, what would you say was your favorite sport? Softball or volleyball or?
I would say softball was. I pitched and played second base. And so I just loved being out there. I loved, hitting the ball and running the bases. And,
right.
You know, it was fun. We had a lot of, our teams had quite a bit of success. So that was very exciting.
Yeah. That's always good when you're winning, right?
Yeah. It's much more fun that way.
Exactly. Great. Okay. So let's see, can you get into your professional career? Just give us a recap in terms of like where you started and to where you are now.
Yes. Well, initially, I started out in the banking industry, kind of working my way up through the ranks of, you know, being a bank teller and then getting into some personal banking. But I really just wasn't sure if that was the course for me. And so I had a good friend who is a speech pathologist. And when we'd get together, she would talk about the patients that she had and the things that she was doing in the hospital setting. And it just really intrigued me. So I actually went back to school. I have a business degree, but went back to school to get a degree in speech pathology. And
Wow.
so that took a couple years of lots of studying and writing papers again, which wasn't so much fun. But when I finally graduated, I worked in the hospital on the rehab floor, working with a lot of brain injured patients and people who had strokes, and just helping them, get back to the quality of life that they had before their accident or their incident. And that was really, really rewarding to me, in a sense. But then, as time goes on, I've been doing that now for over 20 years.
Wow, okay.
And the last few years now, I really decided, I don't want to punch a clock anymore. I want to do something completely different, but I still wanted to incorporate the skills that I had learned, through all of my schooling. And so I decided, instead of working with communication that was disordered, I wanted to work with people on building good communication skills, and especially working with people in the business field and presenting themselves and first impressions. And I really, all of my life, I've been involved either in paid positions or just in a volunteer type position, doing image things too. I've modeled ever since I was a teenager, and I've really kind of followed in my mom's footsteps, because my mom was a personal shopper. That's what they called them back in the day,
Oh, okay.
for Macy's.
Right.
And so I kind of became involved in a lot, doing a lot of their modeling shows, and then worked for Macy's in
Oh,
their
nice.
cosmetics and fragrance departments. And I guess I've just always had a knack. I've always had a knack for image, and women would always be coming to me for tips and advice and what to wear and how to style themselves. So I kind of took these two areas, image and communication, and combined them together and thought, okay, I can live my passion through my
Wow.
job. And that's how I created my company.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great when you're able to just use all of your skills and your passion. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, I heard somewhere that you were Mrs. Iowa, America. Is that true? Wow. Did you have to do like the swimsuit too?
Had
Oh
to wear
my
my
goodness.
swimsuit. I know.
Brave woman. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. That was such an amazing experience, and was able to go out to Las Vegas for about 10 days. And it's just like what you see on TV, all of the fun excursions and experiences, and met some celebrities. And
Nice.
so it was
That's
very
great.
exciting.
Great. Well, good for you. I just wanted to sort of put that in there because
Thank
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
you.
Okay, so you have your company, Trevor Graves Company. Can you just tell us just well, I understand your areas of expertise, but sort of the problem you solve. So clients would come to you for you to help them with what?
Yes. Well, I see both individuals, and I do get hired by companies to come in and do training.
Okay.
And so some of the things that I work on with individuals, it could be anything from, I worked with a woman recently who needed help on her presentation skills training. So what she would do is she would go in and give lots of presentations to physicians, but she felt she wasn't really connecting with physicians. And what are some things that she could utilize to better connect with her audience? So we worked on some of those types of things. I work with people on image and interviewing skills. So I get a lot of calls from people who, maybe they're not getting the job that they want, and they've sent out all these resumes and maybe have had interviews, but they're not, making it to the next step. So they call me, and we work together, and lots of different role play situations, and coming up with the not only the visual strategy, but it's also behavioral. So it's you have to present yourself in a polished and professional way, but you also have to have the nonverbal communication and the etiquette skills. So many times I think people forget about using please and thank you and shaking hands and that eye contact. And that's just as important in an interview versus all the words on your resume. I mean, so the reason I tell people that, why do we have face-to-face interviews? Well, it's not to rehash everything on your resume. It is that they can see you. Do you, how do you, how are you put together? How do you present yourself? So some of those things. And lately, I've been getting lots of calls from companies that have hired me to come in and do some business etiquette training. And I've seen a real uptick in that just over this past year. And I think it's just, if we look at the world that we live in now, things are very, very different. And so I've gone in and worked on some of those, business etiquette skills and how to network, how to make small talk, how to be nice to each other. How do we solve customer or coworker conflict? And I've even done some training on dining etiquette, because 80% of contracts or business lunches, they take place over lunch. And so I've been doing some of that, which I really love to do.
Wow, that's really interesting. So it sounds like you cover a lot of areas. And that's great.
It's fun. I love it. And I think that it's just so necessary, really, for someone to really be polished and professional. It's not just image and it's not just communication, but it's etiquette too. And those three areas are all really intermingled and tied together. And if someone has those three things in place, then I really feel that they are on their way to having success, not only in business, but in their personal life as well.
Awesome. That's great. So listen, Trevor, do you have an inspiring story of your own or of a friend or something that has inspired you in your life that you would like to share with us today?
Well, actually, when I think about that question, I think about my mom.
Okay.
And, sometimes when you grow up, you think, oh, I'm not going to be like my mom, or I'm not going to, all these rules and everything, but really, when I look back, I have really patterned my, I guess, my professional life after my mom. And she, from when I was a very little girl, she always inspired me and instilled in me that dressing for success is very, very important. And we were always, certainly didn't grow up in a wealthy family by no means, but we always presented ourselves well. We were always dressed well. Our manners were, were good. And so that for me started at a very young age. And then when she got into, like I said earlier, working for Macy's, as a personal shopper, which they're now called personal stylists. She continued doing that, and of course, I became involved in working for Macy's for a time through all of their wardrobing and style shows. And then she even worked as a bridal stylist for a number of years. And I actually did do makeup for brides for a while. So it just seems like all along I've kind of been paralleling my mom in my work. And so really she's probably been the most inspirational person for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes, you're welcome.
So, do you have any tips for success? Some quick tips of business or personal that you could share with us as well?
Yes. I guess when I think about image and making that first impression, I really think it's important that you have a very good eye contact, that you're looking people in the eyes when you're communicating. And the power of a handshake is very, very important. And I don't mean the grip of the handshake and how tight it is, but how important shaking hands is in those business introductions and actually knowing how to introduce people to one another. It's the little details, the pleases and thank yous, and making sure your shoes are shined or your makeup is done and your hair is combed. I mean, little things like that make such a big difference. And those are the things that people are going to remember about you the most. Because first impressions are made within 3 seconds. I mean, it's a blink of an eye. You look at that person and you're gonna go, oh, they're put together, or ooh, they're not. And when you think about it, you don't remember the second, third, or fourth time you meet someone. It's the first time. And that research tells us also that 85% of the time that first impression sticks. So you have a very small window in changing that. So
So make
make
it
it count. That's what I
cut.
tell my clients. You have to make it count.
Awesome. Okay, so do you have any new projects or speaking engagements, or what are you working on right now?
Well, as you mentioned, my book is being published right now, which I'm
Yes,
so,
exciting.
I know it. I'm so excited about it. I feel like it's something that's been in me for many, many years. And I
Yes.
just decided one day I was just going to sit down and start writing.
Good for you.
And I'm someone, when I start a project, I am, all hands and feet in until I will work on it day and night until it's done. And so it's actually at the publisher right now, so I'm very excited. And it's called The Style File: A Woman's Guide to Dress for Success. And this book is going to be really more of a workbook, because I wanted women to get in there and not only, make notes and write in it, but I wanted to have women write about how their clothes make them feel. And within the book, I've got a 30-day style challenge. So you every day for a month, there is a challenge for you to get into your closet. Maybe it's wearing something of a certain color. Maybe it's wearing something, a statement necklace, or wearing denim, or there's all these different challenges, which is really fun. And then the goal of each day of that style challenge is for the woman to write down how she feels in it. Did you get a compliment in it? What would you change about it? What did you love about it? So there's some of that in there. I teach you how to clean up your closet because so many women have all of these clothes in their closet and it's not organized. And so we actually, I get in there and I help you keep those gems and discard the dated items. So there's all this information in there about how to do that.
Okay.
And it teaches you how to build a capsule wardrobe. And you may have heard about what a capsule wardrobe is, but it's basically creating a much smaller wardrobe around, 3 to 4 colors, and that all of your clothing should really be able, you should be able to mix and match. And so if you stick to a core palette of colors, your wardrobe should just be flowing and easy. And when you walk into it in the morning, it shouldn't be stressful because so many times we walk into our closet and we're, it's just, it's either a mess or we say, oh, we have nothing to wear, when actually you probably have lots of things
Yes,
in there to wear.
exactly.
But I've got styling tips, makeup tips, I've got goal setting and a little inspiration in there, peppered with some personal stories that will make you laugh. So
Awesome.
the goal is to by the time your style challenge is done and your closet is cleaned up and you've got this capsule wardrobe, that your closet should be a place of joy and it should be a place of comfort instead of stress. And that's the whole goal of it. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, it sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to reading it when it's available.
Wonderful. Yes, it should be hopefully out by the end of this year. So
Awesome.
I'll keep you posted.
Yes, please do. Okay, so tell us, where can our listeners find you? What's your contact information?
Yes, well, I am on most of the social media channels. Of course, I'm on Facebook, and LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. And on, let's see, on Twitter, you can find me at Style by Treva. And Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, I am at Treva Graves. So my website is trevagraves.com. And there's all of my information on my coaching and my training opportunities and seminars. And you can email me through my website as well.
Awesome. Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much. This was such a great show, Trevor. Thank you for your amazing insights and your valuable tips for success. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners did too. Thank you.
Yes, Michelle, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. It was so much fun.
And we'll have to do it again soon, okay? When your book comes out,
That
right?
sounds awesome. Thank you.
Great. Great. Okay, so I'd love to get your feedback, questions, or suggestions. Please follow me on Twitter, Michelle Leaders, on Instagram, Michelle Nasser Leaders. Visit my website, michellenasser.com, and you can pick up my book, Leadership Assessment for Success, on Amazon. Thanks again to my special guest, Trevor Graves, for sharing her time with us, and thank you for listening. Please subscribe to Michelle Nasser Show. And remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.